This is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. It is the day of resurrection of Jesus Christ, our brother, and the promise of our own personal resurrection. Jesus was one of us. Jesus still is one of us. We call him brother, the firstborn of the dead. We believe this, we sing it, we proclaim it. And our own personal experience in our lives can help us to understand that resurrection is real. We can do this because the victory that Jesus won over death was an event of resurrection power that affects every single one of us through our faith and baptism each day of our lives. The communication of the divine power, the resurrection power of the risen Christ, is within each one of us through our faith. The risen Christ lives in us each moment of our lives. And it is precisely that resurrection power that we carry about within us that makes our life worthwhile. It makes it bearable. It makes it victorious. No matter how bad the tragedy or the defeats of life that we meet each week and every month, we can tell that this power is at work in different areas. Every time that we let go, each time that we begin all over again, each time a person grows into maturity and leaves adolescence behind, each time a person becomes more a person, that is the power of resurrection in that person's life. This is dying to the past and coming to new life. In this way, the Lord is making to each one of us the same kind of promise that the Lord made to Abraham when he said, "Come into a new land that I will show you. Come into a new land that I will show you." For each of us, all of our life is passing over into a new land, which eventually becomes a new creation when we take on a new kind of existence that we call the total resurrection life after our death. This is the Paschal mystery. This is the Passover for each one of us. The resurrection power that we carry about within us in our faith is also the power that helps us to cast out fear. All of us are filled with fear, often in our lives. But because of this resurrection power, we do things that otherwise we would be afraid to do. Unless we had resurrection power, no one would ever surrender themselves to another person in love for a lifetime. No one would ever get married. No one would ever dare to set up a home or raise a family. Resurrection power casts out fear, because the life of the risen Lord is within us, as close to us as the air we breathe and the blood that pulsates in our veins. It is the same kind of power that is given to a child when a mother says, "It's all right. Don't be afraid of the dark." All of us are afraid of the dark at times in our lives. We always need someone to say to us, "Don't be afraid. Fear not." The Lord says, "I am with you." And that is the goodness of the resurrection power that casts out evil. None of us would dare to try to attempt to continue the rocky journey of life that we all face if we did not have the opportunity of being touched by the goodness of other people sharing with us their resurrection power. Our own mothers and fathers who loved us into existence. Those people who nursed and fed us, taught us how to speak, and gave us all that made life worthwhile. The music and the pleasure and the art. And yet even now we are surrounded with people whose lives are filled with tragedy. But because we have the gift of faith and resurrection power, it is for us to heal them. The love and the friendship of other people through whom the resurrection power of the Lord is at work, that has been our meat and our drink on our journey through our lives. Without that, without those people, we could go not on living. This is the meaning of Easter. The presence of the living Christ within our world, within every single human situation. The resurrection was not a far-off historical event. The power of the resurrection is at work in all of the events of our daily lives. It is the Spirit of the risen Christ within us. The promise that is fulfilled, that you hear every Sunday at the Eucharist when we proclaim, "The Lord be with you." We mean that the Lord is with you. The Lord is within you. That is the Easter experience. That is the bread of life that you are called upon to eat. The body and the blood of the risen Christ given to nourish His Spirit within you. Each Sunday is a little Easter, and it leads to new life. Easter life, new life, the risen life of Christ happens to you every day.